Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we are discussing page 100 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and we are continuing with our discussion of ninjutsu from last time. Last time was the 100th episode, this is the 100th page. We're talking about the eponymous ninjas of the title of the game, Ninjas and Super Spies. Both of these are special days, and finally we are reaching the climax of this high point of the book, where we are talking about the Dark Warrior, the thing that you wanted to be when you were 10 years old that made you buy this book. At last, we will get the final word on what it is to be a ninja. Now, as we discussed last time, a peculiarity of ninjutsu is that it takes up two of your martial arts selections, which means that it can only be selected by the dedicated martial artist, aka the Goober class, which means you've got nothing else in your life but ninjutsu. You are a dedicated martial artist in the same sense that some people are dedicated to collecting anime figurines, which is to say, you really don't have anything else to spend your time on, to occupy your life with. You're all in on ninjutsu. So what is it that this single-minded dedication has yielded you? And more to the point, what is it that a prospective client gets for their money when they hire a ninja? The gold standard in espionage, infiltration, and assassination since the days of feudal Japan. Because, as we learned last time, this is traditional clan-based ninjutsu, right? You're not a rogue ninja. That's an invention of Hollywood. You are a genin, which is the lowest rank, the field ninja, as you begin the game, and you work for your ninja district manager, with apologies to the tick, a chunin, who in turn works for a jonin. But your real boss, let's be real, is the customer. We don't ninja because it makes us feel good. We ninja for cash. As dark businessmen, ninja are committed to customer service, and that means they've got to deliver. When the client comes to you saying, I need somebody to kill the president, or I've got to find out my business rival's company secrets so that I can compete in this lucrative international corporate environment. When they come to you with those difficult tasks, they need to get what they're paying for. So let's talk about the skills of a ninja. The fighting skills, yes, they're okay. I mean, they're pretty good. For the cost of two other martial arts, you know, maybe it's not quite worth it. The martial arts powers, you've got your arts of invisibility plus your body hardening plus your martial arts techniques. It's pretty good, but it is only about the sum of any two other martial arts. So you're breaking even there with hiring any old asshole on the street who's spent a couple of decades mastering various forms of martial arts. The client decided to make room in the budget to take it one step further and hire a ninja. And what they really get for that is skills. As we discussed last time, all ninjas are trained in the art of pretending to be any of the six broad stereotypes of people, from the priest to the traveling entertainer to the jet-setting rich person to the blue-collar schmo. In addition to the martial training of the ninja has also mastered all of these supplementary skills necessary to act not only as a warrior, but as a spy, as an assassin, as a thief if need be. So without further ado, I give you the ninja skill list. Language, Japanese. This means that you can speak Japanese, about as well as a professional wrestler who routinely spends his summers on tours in Japan. Like, you get a 60% rating because you get no skill bonus to this. So you can speak Japanese well enough to get by. This is assuming that you've been adopted into a ninja clan or something. If Japanese is your native language, of course, then you can speak it fluently. But if that's the case, then it is the only language you speak, because the dedicated martial artist starts off knowing only his native language. So either you speak another language, maybe English, fluently, and then you kind of speak Japanese, or you speak just straight across Japanese, no other languages. I submit to you that a person who speaks only Japanese may not be the ideal spy and infiltrator on the global stage, but, you know, you're a genin. Keep it local. You can go adventure in the higher level areas later in your ninja career. Philosophical training. Bushido. You are trained in the arts of Bushido. Now, as a ninja, you're a natural enemy of samurai, which means that you hate their code and all they stand for. But you know Bushido enough to flaunt it. You know Bushido enough to do bad things and then chuckle to yourself in the shadows as you think, haha, I'm violating Bushido. And then, crucially, the physical skills of the ninja. Acrobatics, archery, climbing, swimming, and then weapon proficiencies. Were you perhaps expecting something else? Maybe something about sneaking? Something about all those disguise skills you're supposed to have? No, none of that. That ninjas go on instinct when it comes to those things. All of the rest of the skills on their list are weapon proficiencies with weapons, some of which actually exist in this game. You have weapon proficiency with shuriken, fukia, the blowgun, fukimabari, the mouth darts. There's the blowgun, there's the mouth darts. Don't get them mixed up. Kawanga, which is a rope slash grapple, and also the sound a kawanga makes when it hits something. Weapon proficiency knife, kusarigama, kyoketsu shogi, manriki gusari, cat claws. These are presumably different from tiger claws, but since neither exist, it's impossible to say. And finally, the Shikomizu, the hidden blade staff. That's a ton of weapon proficiencies, and they're cool weapons, I'll give them that. And the four physical skills are useful. What's really conspicuous here, though, is what you're missing, because remember, this style is only available to the dedicated martial artist, who only gets two secondary skill selections. So, if you are a canny employer of assassins and spies, here is what, I must warn you, most ninjas cannot do. Of these skills, any given genin, the ninjas who are available for hire, will only have two of these skills at most. Basic radio operation, computer operation, escape artist, palming, pick locks, sniper, tracking, first aid, prowl, you know, the skill used for sneaking in the shadows, pilot automobile, any language other than Japanese, and any proficiency with modern firearms. So when you're hiring one of the finest assassins in the world, don't expect them to be able to do any of that newfangled fancy stuff like drive a car, fire a gun, sneak, use a computer. They might be able to, but it's a bonus. Expect to pay extra. But maybe you can get it. Now, there are some skills that, because they're not available as secondary skills, no ninja has at the genin level. As an entry-level ninja, it is impossible for you to have any of the following. Computer networks, that's internet usage. Concealment. Detect ambushes. Detect concealment. Disguise and impersonation. Remember when we talked about how all ninjas are trained to be able to impersonate six different kinds of people? Well, no ninja can have the impersonation skill, and no ninja can have the disguise skill. So this is purely a matter of, you know, buying an appropriate Halloween costume. Hopefully it's October when you're sent on a vital mission of global importance, because you're going to need to stop in at Halloween City and get yourself an Elvis costume if you expect to impersonate a rock star. No ninja is capable of demolitions, so no bomb stuff. And military intelligence. You may remember this as the skill in this spy game that allows you to actually spy effectively and gather usable intelligence for an organization. That skill, unavailable to ninjas, the world's premier source of spies. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you are in fact hiring someone to spy on your foe, or kill your foe, or steal from your foe, you don't want a ninja, you want a super spy. In fact, because ninjas are goobers, if you want really anything from them except like pajama model, ninja is not for you. Now granted, when you're creating an NPC, you can give characters whatever skills you want. So presumably, all of the GM's ninjas are going to be all loaded down with prowl and disguise and impersonation and be able to actually be the badass ninja described in the flavor text of this style. But for the player character, just at the entry level, you know, it's no wonder you're a genin. You're a fucking travesty of a dark warrior. You can't even hide in the dark. That's the level of ninja you are. Skills are where ninjutsu really needed to get it right. And the fact that, as it turns out, every field ninja is under those black pajamas, basically John Boy Walton, is the dumbest thing on this page. I can certainly understand if you're disappointed after all this time with what ninjutsu has turned out to be, but nonetheless, I encourage you to join me next time as we continue to search for a martial arts style that does what it says it does on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.